Hi, I'm John O'Donnell with Microsoft, and I'm here at Serum Innovation in Kansas City, and here with Jerry and Chris. Jerry, can you introduce yourself?
I'm Jerry Weinstock. I'm the Business Development Manager at Serum Innovation.
And Chris?
I'm Christopher Nichols. I'm a CRM Applications Developer here.
So this is an exciting time because you've launched a new product called Data to CRM, and it's a subject which I'm obviously greatly interested in, about getting data into CRM. So maybe, Jerry, you could give us a quick overview?
Sure. Data to CRM is a CRM 4.0 data import and migration manager. It's a hosted application. We run it on a Silverlight 3.0 platform using Windows Server and SQL Server as the back end. And it's designed to be user-friendly, and we're trying to make it so that it takes the frustration totally out of the data import and migration process. The objective is to make data migration fun, fast, and forgiving.
So because you're hosting it, does that mean it would also work with CRM Online?
Yes. For example, partner-hosted CRM and CRM Online, they're natively available over the Internet, so it works seamlessly. There's no code required on the CRM server and no code on the CRM client required to get started.
So there's literally no implementation at all on the client side?
Absolutely. You just log into our hosted application, provide your appropriate credentials, and we'll connect directly to your CRM site. If your CRM on-premises, then you need to make your site available over the Internet for a Windows authentication login.
Well, certainly as a veteran of importing many thousands upon thousands of records, I really like the idea of being able to do drag-and-drop data import configuration. And every time I talk with your company, you seem to be doing more and more with Silverlight. So, Chris, can you talk a bit about, you know, what's the experience like developing on a Silverlight 3.0 and obviously how it fits in with Dynamics CRM?
Definitely. Silverlight, we love developing on Silverlight, first off, because it enables us to connect with our clients really seamlessly and not really worry about installing anything on the server or really editing anybody's configuration in that respect. So you just go to a URL and run the application, and you're able to connect to the CRM system pretty seamlessly.
And what about actually getting the experience together, being able to use drag and drop? Are you using Expression Blend to do any of this? Or?
Yeah, we're using Expression Blend really to use all the visual interface for the CRM. And we did that just to make it for the ease of use aspect. It makes it really visually compelling and easily accessible to people that normally are not used to kind of very technical applications.
Right. So you're pretty new to Silverlight development. So you've been ramping up over the last, pretty much the last 12 months.
Yeah, pretty much. It's been fun getting into it. We started off with 2.0, and then 3.0 came out, and then that brought in a whole lot of configurations with the data grid and things like that.
Okay.
So that really helped our business and our application pretty with the data CRM product.
So what about the end user experience? I mean, obviously you've got this in the marketplace now. Are you seeing? Are you getting feedback about how intuitive it is and how easy to use yet?
Yeah, everybody really likes it. I mean, that's one of the key points people kind of hit on. Is the fact that they're surprised just how easy it is to get information into the system.
Right.
Drag and drop, there's no really configuration that's necessary. I mean, it couldn't be any simpler. You just drag onto a column header and you're good, the mapping's there.
So I think it's compelling because if you get away from forcing people to just configure various text files, if you can put people in front of a drag and drop interface, they're more likely to experiment and try new things.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I guess it's probably like our biggest feedback we've had is people is the drag and drop. They love it.
Okay.
I mean, it's just like I said, it's immediately accessible, especially to the marketing people that are going to be bringing in simple CSV files and things like that. They want to get information. They just want to get information to the system. They don't want to deal with all the configurations that other products bring to that respect. So we kind of take all of that and behind the scenes take care of everything.
And I think that's a compelling thing because in many cases you'll see marketing people will tell you, I'll do the data, I'll do the import because I've got the marketing list. And then once they see what it takes to do it, they'll hand off to someone more technical. So I think it's great what you guys are doing with Silverlight on top of CRM. And let's actually go over to a demonstration of the product and see what it looks like.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks again. Thanks, guys.
Data to CRM by CRM Innovation redefines the user experience for import and migrating data into Microsoft CRM.
Moving outside data into Microsoft Dynamics CRM 4.0 is so easy and visually intuitive that even the boss could do it. Even better, the boss saves the cost of a programmer. Data to CRM is offered as a software plus services solution. CRM Innovation hosts all the technology necessary to create the data map, process the import, and report on the results. There's no code to install or manage on your CRM server or client computer. What's more, it works with all implementation scenarios of CRM 4.0, online, on-premise, or partner-hosted. It's a non-technical approach that uses drag-and-drop technology that brings back a look-alike of the CRM form. No need to remember those pesky schema names. Preview the import and see the data exactly as it appears in a real CRM form. Edit your source data within the system to correct errors before the import to avoid do-overs. We're going to give you a brief demo of importing contacts, accounts, and opportunities. There are 30-day free trials available. We aim to make the import and migration process fun, fast, and forgiving. On to the demo. Welcome to the demo of importing data into Microsoft CRM 4.0 using Data to CRM. I've gone to my Data to CRM URL, https://datatocrm.crminnovation.com. I've already set up a master account to use the application. I'm going to log in right now. As you can see from this panel, I can manage several CRM organizations. I'm going to work with the Demo 1 organization as team member 1, that CRM user. I'm going to create a new map, and I'm going to navigate to and find my source files. Accounts, contacts, and opportunities. Brings them in. What you'll see is a screen here that gives us the capability of viewing the first 10 rows of each file and confirming that they have been imported correctly. If I need to change the CSV configuration, I can, depending upon whether it has hidden, whether it has header rows or not, or the delimiter types. I like what I see, so I'm going to continue. I've got my accounts, contacts, and opportunity files. Now I'm going to select my CRM forms entities that they're going to go into. Account, contact, opportunity. Now it's taken me to the Visual Designer form. It's loaded the CRM entities. And I'm going to adjust my screen a little bit here. I've got my CSV files here in the lower half of the screen, just much like in a Excel environment where I can tab between the various CSV files. And I'm going to start with my account entity first. Bring up my account form, drag it to a convenient location, and now I'm going to start to do my mappings. I simply highlight the field in the CRM form and drag it to the top of the source column. Scroll up a little bit, grab city, state, scroll to the right, grab zip code, country, region. Now at this point in time, I can preview the data as it's going to end up in my CRM form. I just simply click on the grid, and I can use the down or up arrow to scroll through my grid, and if you look in the CRM form, you see how the data changes, much like in the Word Mail Merge preview function. One thing I notice is that in my source file, it shows US. I know that I want to bring that data in as USA, so I can do a find and replace from within the system, and I'm going to replace it with USA. There's 128 records. I'm going to do my replace. I now see USA, NIC USA in my destination form. Let's move over to contacts. Minimize that. Bring up my contact form. Select my source file. Move this down a little bit so I have a little bit more room to work with here on my screen. I can drag my first name to my full name column. I drag my last name over there. I need to do a transformation. So I select first name, transformation, split, type in some sample data, Joe Smith, space is the delimiter, apply the configuration, click OK, do the same thing for last name. Going to be substring position number one, space is the delimiter, apply it. I can see here in my window that I'm going to get the results I expect. Click OK, move to the grid, and now if you look at the form, it's doing the actual split in the preview. I'm going to select business phone, salutation, street, city, date. Scroll to the right, grab the zip code, and I've got a parent customer field in my source file. So I'd like to map that and do the lookup between my contacts accounts and parent my contacts by the appropriate account during the import process. So from the contact form, I slide and drag parent customer over here. I have a icon here for my mapping, select that, select account, open up my account form, and for my account form, take the field that I'm going to use for the mapping, pull it over, I'm going to validate against the grid only, against my source data, select validate, and now I can see that I'm looking pretty good. I can hit close. I've got some nice positive green colors here. I can also do my pre-flight. And what this does is it compares the source data with the metadata structure in the destination form and tells me if there's any issues. Looks like it's coming back green, but what I can do is filter out the good rows to only show any possible bad rows. So here's some rows, two rows that are showing up as possibly bad. I'll scroll to the right and look at the situation here. I've got a mapping that it cannot find the parent for. So I can do one of two things at this point in time. I can either make a change here on the fly to A Bike Store, because that's who I know the real parent is, or I can come back to my mapping and tell it to allow the import of unresolved lookups. I'm going to do that also because this other one, I'm not sure whether that really goes to Front Sporting Goods stores that ought to be in the system, but it's not available right now. Or it should be converted to another account. Now I do my validation, close, and you'll see here that Front Sporting Goods with the intelligent mouse over now shows not found, but it allows the import. One of the underlying features of this system is that it's not going to allow you to do an import with any rows that are going to fail. We don't want you to have a situation where it says, congratulations, you successfully attempted to import 5,000 rows, but guess what? Only 1,400 failed. Here they are. Now go figure out what's wrong with them and make another pass or two passes or three passes until you get it right. Let's now move over to the mappings for the opportunity record. Select my opportunities from source file, select my opportunity form, grab my topics, map it over. I've got a potential customer here, select the mapping for the lookup resolver opens. I'm going to map it to an account, use the account name once again, and I'm going to validate against my source grid. I could have options depending upon where I am in my import and migration process in my system. I could do grid and CRM, CRM only. Let me validate those. Let me also run my pre-flight. And I'm not going to do my filter just yet. I'm going to grab another item here to do on my import. Estimated revenue, Now I'm going to do my pre-flight, and you'll notice there it says it's not a valid money field. So in this particular case, I need to do a transformation. So I select estimated revenue opportunity, transformation, and the first thing I want to do is do a replace. And I want to replace the dollar sign with nothing. And then I also want to do a split. And I'll enter some sample data. My delimiter is going to be 0, and I want to have everything to the left of that. Click OK. And now when I do my pre-flight, it comes out good because I've split out the dollar sign and the decimal values, which are not allowable as a source input into the estimated revenue field. So now I'm just about ready to do my actual import, so let's see how I'm doing overall. Filter, I want to show only error rows, and here it looks like in the opportunity source file I've got one error row. And it's that frontline, front sporting goods account again. So I'm going to come over and fix that because in this particular case I know I want to map this to a bike store. Redo my validation, rerun that, and it looks good. Show all rows, show only error rows. Opportunity looks good. Let's go over to contacts. I've got some values here. Show all rows. Go back, show error rows. There are none. We've cleaned that up. Look, pre-flight, filter, error rows. There are no errors. It looks like I'm all ready to go. Let's proceed with the import. On the import process, I could import a single entity source file CRM rec form at a time, or I could do all my imports. At this point in time, I could save my data maps also so that I could reuse this for a future import. Let's go right to the do all imports. I get presented with my progress bar. It's moving right through. Let's flip over to the system right now, to the CRM system. Oops. And let's look in accounts. There are my accounts. There are my contacts. You'll see if we open up Allison's record, she's parented by the basic bike company. Let's open up the basic bike company account record. See the contacts. There's Allison Brown. Let's go over to accounts, open up a bike store, and let's see all the contacts that are associated with a bike store. Let's move over to my opportunities. There are my opportunities. And let's see if there's anything for the A-Bike store out there. There isn't. Let's sort that. There it is. Came up that way. And there's the opportunity for the A-Bike store. We're back to the screen of the Data to CRM product. There's a number of things that we haven't shown you that are available online with videos and instructions on how to do duplicate detection. We've got create, delete, create, and an insert update capability. We also can create a CRM entity attribute on the fly if it's not available. We have the capability of creating default values on the fly that can be imported into the system, and much more that's available online at crminnovation.com. Thank you very much for watching the demo.